ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston, the president and first lady in the UK for an unprecedented second state visit. They took a horse-drawn carriage ride around the grounds of Windsor Castle with the King and Queen and the Prince and Princess of Wales. Tomorrow, the president will meet with the Prime Minister on economic issues. The man accused of murdering Charlie Kirk in court on Thursday. With more on what prosecutors said, ABC's Matt Gutman.
They have, they say, incriminating text messages in which he essentially confesses to the murder. They have an additional alleged confession, a note that he left under his keyboard and told his roommate slash romantic partner to go check out. And they have the family telling them that, yes, Tyler Robinson confessed to them, and that's why he turned himself in.
All eyes on the Federal Reserve at the conclusion of its two-day meeting today. It's expected to lower interest rates by at least a quarter point. This is ABC News. On Capitol Hill today, fired CDC Director Susan Menares, who has said publicly she was dismissed for refusing to fire employees who were at odds with Health Secretary Robert Kennedy and for not rubber stamping recommendations that she disagreed with. A man hiking alone in Yellowstone, lucky to be alive. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
A 29-year-old man was hiking a trail in Yellowstone when park rangers say he encountered a bear. He thought it was a black bear, but rangers say based on the size, location, and behavior of the bear, it was very likely a grizzly. He tried to deploy bear spray when he made contact with the animal. He ended up with significant injuries to his chest and arm. National Park Service medics got to him. Rangers say it was a defensive reaction by the bear because it was surprised by the encounter. The Park Service will try to use DNA to confirm the type of bear. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Park officials say it's the first Yellowstone bear injury since May of 2021. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. If you're on the job hunt, we've got some good news. Starting today and next Wednesday, the Department of Workforce Development will hold Workforce Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at its job centers across Wisconsin. Lee Sensenbrenner, Assistant Deputy Secretary of the Department of Workforce Development, says the goal is to help people with the stress of finding a new job.
Workforce Wednesdays help people connect. We've got career navigators to kind of look at people's resumes and see opportunities and help guide them to, you know, either getting a job, finding a better job.
Wisconsin's unemployment rate is at 3.1%. That's lower than the national average, but faced with a rapidly changing work landscape, finding a new job can be tough.
Hunting for a job can be pretty lonely and frustrating, right? And so the job centers are a chance to actually talk with a person who has expertise and years of helping people navigate this.
Workforce Wednesdays also help folks with specialized services for veterans or if you're living with a disability or have been involved in the criminal system. Green Bay's Workforce Wednesday today is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Brown County Job Center at 515 Pine Street. A former Green Bay Early Learning Center will soon be office space for a construction company. The sale of the Green Bay School District property on Finger Road and the wooded property next to it was finalized on September 8th. The new owner plans to start construction in October and move the IC Construction Company into the new office space in January. The sale is the second of three proposed Green Bay School District property sales to go through. The district sold the former Weequahic Elementary site in June. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman. 97.9 WGBW News.
Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Angels scoring off again tonight at American Family Field with Brandon Woodruff against LA's right-hander Jose Soriano. The Brewers with a great performance last night by Freddie Peralta. Cruised to a 9-2 victory. The magic number now 7 to clinch the Central Division. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the 0-2 Browns in Cleveland Sunday. Game time at noon. Concern for Zach Tom and Aaron Banks getting back on the offensive line. Wide receiver Jaden Reed had his surgery yesterday to repair his broken collarbone and fractured foot. Former Packers quarterback Sean Clifford signs with the Bengals after Joe Burrow had surgery for his toe injury. Vikings running back Aaron Jones now on IR with a hamstring. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers back home Saturday against Maryland. Kickoff 11 a.m. at Camp Randall. And women's college volleyball, Mimi Collier named the National Player of the Week after Wisconsin swept both Milwaukee and the Georgia Bulldogs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 62 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine, another warm day, although it will be a little cooler with a high right around 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
WGBW. I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me.
Somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. She's by my excitation.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. We play timeless hits, and I got a timeless commercial coming up, too. Let's see if you recognize it. One word, coffee. We'll leave it at that for now. WGBW.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow, in the sweet music on my radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
And timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. No subscription necessary.
It's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Cool town meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city.
Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop.
But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be all right. And babe,
Don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
News and Timeless Hits 97.9 WGBW. Go for the green and gold. Text to win contest starts Monday. We'll give you keywords many times during the day. More times than we ever have before, actually. And that increases your chances of winning green, meaning cash, and gold, meaning jewelry. And the grand prize, one person is going to win club seats indoors for the Green Bay, Minnesota game. That's indoors in November. Get it? Got it? Good. So, yeah, get the Civic Media app for your smartphone now. And that's what you want to use to text the keywords that we give you throughout the day. Okay? Get that now from civicmedia.us, from the App Store, from Google Play, or from our website, which is wgbw.fm.
The power of friendship has spawned a memorable baseball season in Milwaukee. When you choose to work with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the relationship is more than what feels like having a friend. Pella honors trust and commitment on your behalf, before, during, and after the sale. And with this month's incredible deal, Gina Della from Pella is here to share why you shouldn't wait to order new windows and doors.
Order today and get 0% interest for up to 60 months. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 9/30/2025.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Hey, who wants to meet Otters Renee and Caesar? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And Renee and Caesar, two North American River Otters, are this year's ambassadors for the annual Walk for Wildlife by the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary. It's this Saturday, September 20th. Created to support the purpose of helping the wildlife that are brought to the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary. So if you're looking for a 5K with a local purpose, this is it. Plus, there's going to be a band there, food truck, awesome bucket raffles, and so much more. Check it out. Head to wgbw.fm and click events. Sign up now.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
We like to keep things positive whenever we can at 97.9 FM WGBW. Yeah, 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 yeah. station that says yes more than anybody. 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Yeah, baby! Yeah!
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
You die, 'cause I love you.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. And Dan Marcus, good morning. Thank you for joining me. Connie Feldman, how is it that the Fender Stratocasters that that band plays sound so much better than mine?
It must be the instrument.
I'm sure it's the instrument. It must maybe the strings I bought, right?
That's got to be it, Dan.
It's Farmer's Market Wednesday. Are you a Farmer's Market person?
I am. I love the Farmer's Market. Fresh fruits and vegetables, produce from local growers.
I want you to scout it for me today because I haven't had a funnel cake all summer.
Oh.
So if you see one, call me, will you?
All right. Well, it won't be still good by the time I bring it into work tomorrow, but that's all right.
Bye, too.
Yeah, it's going to be a steamy one out there tonight, Dan. But it's going to be one of your last chances to get out and enjoy all the things the farmer's market has to offer. It's on Wednesday nights, the last farmer's market on Broadway, just in a couple weeks, October 1st. And a popular Green Bay grocery store chain is being bought out by a St. Louis-based company. Festival Foods will keep the same name and the same workers, but be owned by the newly formed 1939 Group Incorporated, the holding company for the Schnucks Markets grocery chain. Mark Scogan, outgoing CEO of Festival Foods, said in a news release, the transition will help expand the company's impact and continue their tradition of community support across the Midwest. Scogan's Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers has 51 stores throughout Wisconsin, including here in Northeast Wisconsin. 42 stores operate under the name Festival Foods. The upcoming new Pride Festival scheduled for this weekend has been postponed due to safety concerns. In a news release, organizers say the increasingly charged political climate led to the difficult decision to reschedule the two-day event, citing their responsibility to ensure a safe, welcoming, and empowering event for everyone. Organizers say they share in the community's disappointment. The new Pride Fest is the largest Pride Festival of its kind in Northeast Wisconsin. The group's goal, to enhance the lives of LGBTQ plus people by celebrating diversity and inclusion. Civic Media will update you as soon as the new date and venue is announced. For news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 62 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine, another warm day, although it will be a little cooler with a high right around 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. If you're planning your wardrobe for the rest of the work week, remember, be sure you wear Packer gear Friday. You can wear it any day, frankly, and get away with it. But especially Friday, supporting the team before Sunday's Browns game.
Spend my time growing old with you. Now, woman, American woman, said get away. American woman, listen what I say. Don't come a hanging around my door. Don't want to see your face no more. I don't need your war machines. I don't need your ghetto scenes. Colored lights can hypnotize. Sparkle someone else's eyes. Now woman, get away from me.
Four top song. That's almost redundant. Great four top song. They're all great, right? From those guys. Motown stuff. I'm Dan Marcus. You know, I realized a couple minutes ago, I didn't get to the Timeless commercial that I promised you. You know, it should have happened about half an hour ago. And mea culpa. I'm sorry. I owe you two tomorrow. Okay? So tune in and I'll do that coffee one for one. And I've got a request for another one that I'll play them both tomorrow for you. At least one of them at 8:15 here on WGBW.
Hey, Green Bay and Northeastern Wisconsin, this is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, Always on Point podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. Women Who Run With Scissors was formed in 1997 by art quilters in the Green Bay area. Today, membership expands throughout Northeast Wisconsin. Women Who Run With Scissors, materialized again, opens September 13th at the Neville Public Museum. The largest craft beverage sampling event returns to the Resch Expo October 4th, Festival Foods Craft Oberfest. Guests will receive a sampling glass and unlimited tastes of hundreds of craft beverages, including beer, wine, spirits, and more. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW. Learn about the foods you eat on the Midwest Farm Report. Join Farm Babe Pam Yonke and her team every weekday morning from 5 to 6 on 97.9 WGBW. Brought to you by Brickstead Dairy Farms and Greenleaf. Smart dairy, healthy planet. BricksteadDairy.com.
Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW, Dan Marcus, 847, 64 degrees. Every now and then I stop and think about what I do for a living and the songs I play. And I was thinking the other day, what are the most used words in these songs? Probably one of them is love. That makes sense. The other one, probably baby. I hear baby in a lot of songs. Here's one with both those words in the title. Diana Ross and the Supremes, 97.9 WGBW, baby.
My
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. It's going to wrap up my portion of your Wednesday, but Laura McKenna is in, and she's just swell. Enjoy her. She's next on WGBW.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I've got they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Walking around some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems I always wind up here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. But it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about.
The C in rap is silent.
WGBW.
Come. ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump and the First Lady in Britain for their second state visit. That was as they arrived. They're having lunch now with the King and Queen at Windsor Castle. Earlier, they toured the ground with them and the Prince and Princess of Wales. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy fired her and told a congressional panel 2 weeks ago that he let her go because she told him she was untrustworthy. Susan Munaro, former head of the CDC, strongly denies that and said she was fired because she wouldn't rubber stamp regulatory direction, not based on science. Today, she'll have her turn before Congress. Here's ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Here on Capitol Hill, Kennedy remains under pressure from several Republican senators, all of whom voted to confirm him just months ago, who now question if he's the right person to lead public health in this country.
Federal Reserve meeting today expected to lower interest rates. This is ABC News. Drug maker Eli Lilly reporting some positive results from clinical trials of its weight loss pill instead of an injection. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton has more.
This study from Eli Lilly found that those who used their oral GLP option called orforglipron had a sustained or associated significant weight loss of approximately 11% at the highest doses. This equates to about 15 pounds of weight loss, and the side effects were comparable to what we see in injectable medication options. Gastrointestinal symptoms, most common nausea, vomiting. There was no signal for liver toxicity. And in the study, there was also no sign or signal for that severe but very rare risk of medullary thyroid cancer.
Police in Orlando.